Hi guys, I'm Joel, and you're listening to En La Casa. En La Casa is the podcast where you can compare your lives towards mine and see what are some similarities or differences you have, even what impacts you may have on your community, same as me, and the people all around you. You can also follow my Instagram, which may be located on top, as well as my Facebook. And my Snapchat is Joel-Escalero15. So without further ado, let's all go en la casa. Okay, we are now en la casa and we have a special guest with us. Welcome, Emily, my sister, partner in crime, to la casa. Do you want to say any words? Okay, would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Emily. As Joel said, I am his sister, as he said as well. I play tennis, and I'm a freshman, and I'm 14. Yeah.
Okay. What are your hobbies?
Definitely playing tennis is number one. It's very much time consuming, and mostly spend most of my day doing that. Not only because it's one of my classes, but because, I don't know, just distracts me from a lot of stuff.
Like life.
Yes, definitely life. Yeah.
Okay, I have another question. Do you play an instrument?
I do play an instrument. I play two, actually.
And what are they?
The first one I play is violin because I'm in orchestra at school. Think about dropping out of the class. So if you're hearing this, you didn't hear this. The second one is piano.
Okay, and how many siblings do you have, even though I know this already?
I have two siblings. I have you, Lizzie, and my other sibling, and I have Olivia, my sister,
Okay, and finally, I know you like this one. What is your favorite food you like to eat?
Sushi.
Same. Okay. Now we're going to get into the topic of impacts. What do you do that will make others think or know that you are a good person or have a great impact on them?
Well, that's not like a question I can specifically answer because if I were to answer that question, I would take away from the whole good person thing, because a good person isn't what you choose to be, it's what people think of you. You can think you're a good person, but in reality, people will just be like, you're very self-absorbed, you put yourself and, you know, just hit on you for a lot of things.
Talk behind your back.
Yeah. So, I don't answer those questions just for those reasons. So, I always say just, like, tell the people that I'm closely surrounded to, like, tell them how I make them feel, because you never know what someone feels about you.
Correct. And I can relate to that. Have you ever been bullied in school? Same, I got bullied in fifth grade by some girl who ended up going to the principal's office. That's right, all you bullies out there, change your attitudes. Okay, now we're going to get into the topic of family. Something that I believe everyone should understand and learn, okay? So what do you like about your family? Like, we should be on a TV show or something like that.
Yeah, like, I feel like I'm keeping up with the Kardashians and stuff like that. Like, they're just, like, business and all that stuff.
Okay, and this is related to what you're saying. Do you like to talk to your parents when you're struggling or going through difficult times? Why or why not? Yeah, when I have trouble on homework or going through some difficult times, I like to go up to my parents for advice. Because even though they're older, older people know more and have more experience on why you're going through what you're going. So can you say something specific or something related to that? Homework, school, life. Moving on to the portion or topic of music. Vamos a empezar con what type of music do you like to listen to, if any, and why do you like that genre of music? For me, it would be something like Redimido, rapping, slash singing, that sort of genre. Okay, how does music change your mood? For example, if you're sad, how does it change your mood in order to be a happy one? Yeah, and related to that, I believe that music is a universal language. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Who is your favorite singer / songwriter?
Probably
Juan Diego. Juan Diego, alright. Mine would be Redimido or Alex Urdo. And why do you like Juan Diego? You say I am loved when what? When what? You say I'm loved when what? What does the song say? Okay. When I can feel a thing. I think it's like that, something like that. When I do. Okay, right. Say I am yours. Love yours. Okay, moving on. What have you been doing to stay safe and healthy during these uncertain times of a coronavirus outbreak?
Well, luckily, my school was able to go back, and luckily, over quarantine, our school was able to go back to attend tennis drills. So I went to USTA 2 times a week.
I would have to say for this question, how to stay safe and healthy, sanitizing your hands frequently, washing your hands frequently, and especially wearing your mask at all times, no matter what the cause. Okay, and how has this pandemic made you think about life? And if so, in what way? Number one. Okay, yeah, and according to that, I remember I got COVID one time. She knows, she's my sister. I was out here since the 1st of July all the way to the first week of August, so I had to spend quarantined during July 4th. I had to do a virtual with her as well, don't you? She remembers, but okay, we covered the pandemic topic. Number six question I have for you is, what is your favorite verse of the Bible and why? What does that say? Dilo en español si quieres. Right. I would say my favorite verse would have to be Salmos 4:8, Psalms 4:8, that says, "En paz me acostaré, así mismo dormiré, porque solo tu Jehová me hace vivir confiado." Because the reason why I say this is because when I pray before going to bed, I know that I'm in His arms and He takes control of the wheel, no matter what the cause. And if you declare that with your mouth, it will come true. Dice la palabra que todo lo que, I believe, how does it say? Help me out. Tu boca será hecho. Okay, good. And my final question is, what do you want to see better for the church we go to in the future? Look out for him. Right. And who needed support? Exactly. Other churches as well. What good does it do? And back to what you just said last, que Dios nos ha hecho como su imagen. Like, he made us during his, well, looking at his image kind of in that way. And yeah, I would like to see the church more involved. Mostly the youth become together, united. Because to be honest, I really don't see anything happening with the youth. And I would really love to see some action being taken place in the youth ministry. Along with other people coming to church, because there's a bunch of people out there getting lost every single day, and you never know if you can save a life, help them convert to Christianity if you can. And yeah, that's basically all my questions. Do you have anything else you want to say to the listeners? Not even over what we covered, how impacts you can make on the community. Yeah, positive. Ignored. Yeah, raise your voice. Don't, you're not alone in this. I mean, that's going back to the family topic. You should talk to your parents whenever you're struggling or going through difficult things and times. So yeah, I would say that is a major priority we should take as the youth during these days. So if you have nothing else to add, we can end this. Do you? Okay, well, there we have it, guys. We have our first special guest, Emily. Thank you for joining, and hope to see you again next other Sunday, the other Saturday that will be coming up, which is Halloween.